What's up, everyone? Welcome to another UFC Quick Picks on the Mayo Media Network. We have UFC 299 this weekend. Sean O'Malley versus Marlon Vera in the main event. 14 fights on the slate. It is a fantastic event. I'm really looking forward to it. As always, I'm going to give you my favorite cash game play, tournament play, salary play, and a matchup I like from a DraftKings perspective as well. Before I do, I would like to announce, and I'm sure some of you have seen this, that I have moved my new home of MMA premium content to Establish the Run. We have launched the ETR MMA package. Same content that was on Daily Fan MMA is now going to be on Establish the Run. Plus, we're getting help from one of the best teams in the business that ETR has on the data side especially. But full DraftKings breakdowns are live for UFC 299. Premium podcast is completed with Gordo Gambles. 2 hours, we went over every single fight on the slate. I highly encourage you all to check that out if you want more content. Let's get into my cash game play of the week here, which is going to be Sean O'Malley at 9.2K. We have 2 5-round fights this weekend, the main event being the first one and Saint-Denis Poirier being the second one. But, I think it's important to get exposure to those fights in cash games as usual. O'Malley at 9.2K projects pretty well. He is -274 to win over Vera. And, you know, despite this fight being projected to go the distance at -130, you know, I'll take 25 minutes of striking from Sean O'Malley in this matchup at this price in cash games, specifically in tournaments. I think you can make the argument to maybe come in underweight on O'Malley, who should still be popular, but maybe doesn't have as easy of a path to 120, 130, whatever points. In a somewhat, not the strongest range, but there are other fighters in this range who you could pivot to who also have high ceilings. From a cash game perspective, O'Malley just throws a lot of strikes per minute, 7.25 significant strikes landed per minute, 3.51 absorbed per minute. Marlon Vera absorbs more than 5.1 significant strikes per minute. So O'Malley projects to land a lot of strikes here over 25 minutes. And again, he's -274 on the money line. Look, limited wrestling equity, limited finishing equity at +225 inside the distance, but 25 minutes of action, striking at a high pace. We're going to get a safe floor from O'Malley, and that's what we want in cash games. All right, my tournament play of the week. I'm going to the top of the board here in Asu Almabayev at 9.5K. I don't think he's going to be ultra chalky because we have 2 5-rounders priced below him. We have Despaigne, who's going to be very, very popular at 9.3K. Almabayev is not going to be sneaky, but he's not going to be chalk at 9.5. He's -545 to win against CJ Vergara. He has a strong inside the distance line at -140. And specifically what I like about him in this matchup is his path to ground success. He is a wrestler by trade. His UFC debut, he landed 2 takedowns, advanced to the back, submitted Ode Osborne, and put up 105 points. Maybe he can't reach an elite enough ceiling that we would need for him to be optimal on this slate on a 14-fight card, but he's a good wrestler. He can advance position to the back, and that's something where Vergara has struggled with in the UFC. Vergara defends takedowns to 74%. Yes, that rates out just fine, but good wrestlers have gotten him down. Even poor wrestlers have gotten him down, and a lot of them have taken his back, and Tessera Taira especially got him down. And I just think there's a pretty clear path for Almabayev to initiate grappling exchanges, get Vergara down, advance to the back, and potentially find a submission. Get -140 when inside the distance is pretty strong. Gamrot, as like a comparison, projects to have a good amount of wrestling equity, but it's going to be very tough to finish Dos Anjos on the ground. Almabayev, I think, does have finishing upside, and that's why I like him a lot in this matchup. There's a lot of safety in wrestling, too, so I think we're going to see a good score from Almabayev no matter what if he wins. I think he can contend for the optimal lineup depending on how the rest of the card shakes out, but specifically because he has wrestling upside against an opponent who can concede takedowns and can concede dominant positions on the ground. Next up, my salary play of the week. Let's go with Gilbert Burns at 7.6K. I think he's a really strong option here in one of my favorite fights on the slate against Jack Della Maddalena. And it is pretty binary of a matchup, so I will have a lot of exposure to Maddalena as well. I do lean a little bit toward Burns with a $1,000 discount, though, and the wrestling equity, which Madalena won't have in this matchup. Madalena is going to be the superior boxer and will have a pretty decent chance of knocking Burns out if this fight plays out on the feet. And Madalena is minus 181 to win, but Madalena has given up takedowns in the past, even against pretty mediocre competition. And he's also given up dominant positions on the ground. So Gilbert Burns is a good wrestler. Gilbert Burns averages, 1.9 takedowns landed per 15 minutes. And he's one of the best submission grapplers in this division for sure. So if he takes Madalena down, I think he will have potential to control him to advance position, maybe even threaten with a submission. Burns is plus 210 to win inside the distance, which is pretty strong for 7.6K. And ultimately, what I like is that if Gilbert Burns wins, it's going to come from takedowns, control, and potentially a submission. At 7.6K, I think that's going to be a score good enough to compete with the optimal lineup. I really like the savings here, upside combination, and he will be my salary play of the week. All right, finally, my matchup of the week. It's going to be the co-main event in the, what some of you may not know, is five rounds. A very rare non-championship, non-main event five-rounder. And that's very important from a DraftKings perspective because it's just going to make this fight so much better in terms of floor and ceiling. Sandini is minus 220 to win, Poirier plus 185. And say what you will about the odds, Sandini has incredible upside. He's crushed on DraftKings in his short UFC career. 109, 149, 115, 136, 105 in wins. And none of those fights even saw the third round. So, yes, you could argue there's issues in an extended fight, but an extended fight is still going to mean a lot of exchanges for Sandini. It's going to mean takedowns, ground strikes, and I just think over five rounds, even if he wins a decision, he's probably putting up a very, very good score. He's minus 160 to win inside the distance as well. So I really like Sandini. He'll be popular, but 8.9K, you cannot ignore him on the slate. Dustin Poirier as well, the underdog. If the fight plays out on the feet, if he's able to defend takedowns, Poirier is the better boxer. Poirier is a more defensively sound boxer. Poirier is a harder hitter. And I think he has a legitimate chance to knock Sandini out, who was kind of beaten up by Zaleski Dos Santos in his UFC debut. I think Poirier is a very live underdog. I do have concerns about Poirier's defensive grappling, which is sort of why I feel compelled to pick Sandini, but Poirier has paths to win, and those paths will score well as well. He's plus 260 to win inside the distance. He's going to rate out pretty good, saves you a lot of salary. The winner of this fight, whether it be by decision or inside the distance, is going to score very well, I believe. Going to be a priority in my lineups personally. All right, that's it for this UFC Quick Picks. Thank you so much for the support. You can follow me on Twitter, Brett Apley, double T, double P. EstablishTheRun.com is our new home for MMA premium content, so please make sure you check that out. More information on my Twitter as well. Thanks to Pat and the team for having me on the channel as usual. Best of luck in your contest this week, guys. Stay safe, take care, and we will talk to you soon. Peace.